Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
New weird, more intense, slightly druggy open, Benjamin. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindel. He's our EP, executive producer. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor and sometimes forgetful buddy of ours.
I have no recollection of last week.
That's fair.
I barely remember last night. It was intense. We were up late.
We were up late. I got 2 hours and 54 minutes of sleep last night based on the numbers on my Fitbit. I feel like I got about 54 minutes. The 2 hours was pretty dicey, as it were. But good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Great to be with you. Absolutely incredible to be with you this morning. Spirits are very high. My favorite part of the day is when we all get together in the morning. We get about 20 minutes together, and usually everyone's laughing, pointing out things they saw from last night. Paulie's usually, you know, being Skrillex over there, just doing audio and playing us stuff. I really enjoy the part of that, the morning, that part. And then, you know, the show starts and we do well for about 2 hours. And then we typically will fall off a cliff at about 8:30. But that's to be expected, right?
Well, you know, we put in a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And at some point, you know, by the third or fourth quarter, like any good football player, you're a little tired.
Yeah.
And you're starting to feel it in your legs.
On the hips.
Your chest. It's just getting a little, you're just getting a little winded by the end of the show.
Yeah, well, we're really happy to be here. Great, great game last night. We will get into that. As you know, we will. I wanted to start with some good vibes, Ben. Your birthday is when? Next?
It's a little over a month, early November. Yeah.
Wait. It's early November.
November 3rd.
We're not in October. We're in September.
We're still in September.
I just bought you a birthday
present. Seems a little early.
I'm not kidding. I swear to God, I thought your birthday was next week. It's November.
We've got like 5 weeks to go until my birthday.
And here's the thing. I knew your birthday was in November. This isn't I forgot Ben's birthday. I remembered it was in November.
You pre-remembered it.
I pre-remembered. I really felt like we were in October right now. I really did. And I'm like, oh, cool, Ben's birthday's coming up. I got you a gift.
Thank you.
I texted your wife, and I said, I need some gift ideas for the big guy. Because he's not a guy that spends a lot of dough on himself, right? You're not going to buy new clothes. You're not going to buy new golf spikes, a new golf bag. These are all gifts that I've given you in the last 5 years.
Which I use.
Incessantly, yes. But you're not a guy that buys a lot of things for himself. Typical dad move. You got a kid in college, right? You got bills. You got all kinds of stuff. So she sent me, it's funny. I said, I was thinking about blank. And she goes, she had texted the same time, I want to get him blank. And it was the same gift. And I go, you got to be kidding me. And I go, do you mind if I get them for him? And she goes, no, go ahead. And she goes, if you wanted to, get him for his trip that he's going on Friday. So, my friend, happy way early birthday to you, because you do not have those and you wanted those.
Last person in America. Thank you, Woods.
You're welcome. Enjoy AirPods.
I do need these, actually. AirPods. Yes.
First pair of AirPods?
Yes, very first pair.
Paulie gave me my first pair of AirPods, and I thought I would pay it forward to you and give you some AirPods. So they're noise canceling. Paulie, they're game changers, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
They are it's the only way I make it through 85% of my nights when the bath time. I mean, I have Skinnered last night cranked to 12 on those things as I'm bathing those two absolute lunatics. And 12. They're like, I can see them talking to me. I'm like, I'm not listening for my own sanity.
See, now I don't know if that's going to fly in my house. I'm already accused of tuning out.
Well, you just
too much
tuned
of
out
life.
Our new intro.
Of what goes on around me, that maybe noise canceling is a risky maneuver for me around
my
house.
You know what, man? Do it for yourself. Sometimes you have to for your mentals. But the plane is where you will just really love them.
Absolutely.
They're just fantastic. I love them. Paulie wears his all the time. Mine are like yellow.
I see you have
wax.
Them all the
all
time.
All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time. So enjoy those. Happy way early birthday. You're not getting anything for your
That's
birthday.
That's fine. No, this is a great birthday present. Yeah. And now I get to enjoy it for an extra 5 whole weeks.
That's exactly right.
Before I would have actually gotten a birthday present.
If anybody wants to go ahead and give me my birthday present for July, that would be fantastic.
Thank you, Woods.
You're welcome, man.
I'll admit, I was not expecting a birthday present. Given that my birthday is in November.
I like to keep you
here
guessing.
Here in September.
Yeah, here in Dallas, I like to keep you guessing, Benjamin. So happy way, way early birthday, my friend. I had yesterday, and Paulie will attest, I had a panicked phone call to our beloved executive producer himself, Paul Reindl. And it's the most boomer thing about me. And I have had some issues, Ben. I called Paulie yesterday, and I'm sure he was like, oh, God, what? We're going to talk about the show. And I was, Paulie, I was a little bit panicked.
Paulie's
right?
thinking, can't this just be a text?
Can't
What's
you
going
see
on?
Paulie yeah. is in the torture chamber because he's got a host that really doesn't like to text very much.
That's a very boomer thing of you.
I like to talk on the phone, right? I don't like to put a lot of stuff in writing.
It's like it's a commercial, the guy turning into your parents. Text would have been just fine, Woods.
I love it. My mom's a chatterer, chit-chatter. My dad is better now than he used to be. He'll chit-chat with me. But I like to chit-chat. How was your day? What's going on? And then you can't get any good material out of a text. Sometimes you can. So I called Paulie yesterday. I go, bro, I need your help. He's like, what's up? And I go, I'm having major issues with my cable. I said, are you a cable user? And I said, I need you to help me potentially start to think about maybe, possibly, cutting the cord for good. After baseball season, I've heard nothing but nightmares about the Bally Sports app. I see people tweeting Odyssey and Bally, really the apps, could use some work is what I see on a daily basis.
Bally's worse.
Bally's just worse.
Oh yeah.
So
you can be watching the game in like the sixth inning.
They're in the eighth.
It'll pause and like cut out, and then when it starts over again, it'll be the opening sequence. No. Padres and Dodgers getting ready for a 3-game set. Hey, we are live from San Diego, California.
Don Orsillo on the mic. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mudley.
Thank you very much, Mudley.
I've heard this before.
So I call Paulie. Here's what happened, everyone. My wife said to me, the cable bill was in her name coming out of her account. She said to me, will you take the cable bill over? I said, sure, no problem. We have a weird thing. Most couples are like, everything's like separate in my house. So I'm like, yeah, sure. So I go log in to my cable provider, change the name, the account, the phone number, everything, my name. As I'm scrolling around, I look and I go, oh, I can save like 10 bucks a month by clicking this box and I'm not going to lose anything. This is everything I have. Yeah, I'm good. Clicked it. Submit. Cool. Great. All cleaned up. Day later, hey, we can't record anymore. What do you mean? Oh, and everything that we had on the DVR for the kids and stuff, that's all gone. So I don't know what you did. And I'm like, so I panic. Call the cable company a couple days ago. They leave me on hold. Well, I talked to somebody. They transferred me 3 times, 45 minutes on the phone, get disconnected. They never call me back. I'm livid. All of a sudden I hear somebody's knocking on my door. It's a competing cable company. You heard me go, mother F. I'm like, what? Who is this? I walk up. I go, you have got to be kidding me. Hey, how you doing? I'm John with blah blah blah. I'm like, John, their timing is impeccable. So he's out there.
He's
terrified.
After 72 straight houses of getting the door slammed in his face,
getting kicked in
the nuts.
He's
going like, oh my God, someone actually is happy to see me. This is the first time this has ever happened. This guy actually was hoping a cable guy would knock on his door.
I almost asked him to stay for dinner. So we're in the front. He's got his pamphlet and he's got his pen. And like a good salesman, he said, look, and that's 45. We'll scratch that. We can get that down. And I'm sitting and I'm like, like a swordfish with a hook in my mouth. Ben.
What a horrible job that must be.
I know, dude.
I mean, door-to-door cable salesman. Can it get any worse?
I don't know, but I liked this guy.
You must have really been.
I was beaming.
The delight of his year.
I was beaming.
Because normally the ones that you actually do like get in and talk to, probably the ones you don't really want to be talking to.
Yeah, they're like they're lonely.
Yes, exactly.
Come on in.
Yeah,
smoke a joint.
Like, can I get you something to drink? It's like, no, I don't want it. No.
Should we take our pants off or no?
You're probably the most normal, excited customer he may have ever had.
I was so happy. So he's got his pamphlet and he's got his marker and he's scratching through and he's wheeling and dealing. By the way, my former company, you know what? So I called them. They basically said, we have to send you a new DVR. And I go, no, I just bought 4 boxes. Like, no, put me back to where I was 10 days ago, right? And they were like, it's going to be an extra. You know what my bill was going to be for cable and internet? Guess.
$200.
$300 a month. And I go, I can't do this. He comes out, I can get this down here. What are you paying now? He goes, hang on, I'll tell you what I can give you. $130 a month. I go, John, I have some phone calls to make, some tough decisions. And I said, come back here tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to be in the neighborhood anyway. I go, great, I'll see you here at 3. And I'm going to call my other one and cancel. Called, tried to resolve the issue, another 30 minutes, when the lady said to me, actually, I think this is a sales thing. I'm going to transfer you. I go, that's it. You're done. You lost me as a customer. So here's the problem. John never showed up again. He did not follow up on the lead. Like the scorching hot, white hot lead. It was a done deal. He comes yesterday at 3 o'clock. He's got a new customer for life.
They have $130 a month in the bag.
It's in the bag
with you.
It's in and probably a little more. Let's be honest. I'm going to add things. And, you know, I wanted the most expensive internet, blah, blah, blah. So I just go, you know what? F this. F all these guys. I'm done with it. I'm done. And I call Paulie and I go, how hard is this to do? And he's like, you're going to hate it. You, of all people.
Well, you're 10 years late. These were conversations everybody was having in 2012.
Have you guys heard about the iPod? It's really cool. You can put all your music on it. I finally converted everything over. I go, Paulie, what do I do? Can you walk me through it? He goes, I can. I probably need to, like, come over and do it. You're going to need to buy some Roku. I'm going, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I told him, I go, you know what? I'm just going to cancel the cable. I'm going to keep the internet, and we'll just live like settlers in my home. That's what we'll do. Dinner by candlelight, open fire cooking. I can't do it anymore.
Get a transistor radio to listen to Jesse and Tony.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly right.
Let's go old school.
And my Hannah's like, well, the kids have their... I go, you know what? Let's get a DVR. Let's get a DVD player and just put DVDs in. They'll live. They'll be fine. We got to figure something out. We have smart TV. Find something on Amazon or Hulu or something that they can watch in the mornings or whatever. But I'm considering, Ben, cutting the cord for the first time in my boomer ass life, and I'm going to get 1,000 suggestions of the right way to do it. Keep in mind, my wife said she doesn't want to get a Roku because we have Amazon TVs and Amazon Fire Sticks, so that's what I'm stuck with there. The first time
I
still
use a Roku.
Can you? The first time I want to watch a game that I can't find, I'm going to lose my mind.
I cut the cord several years ago.
Now,
I mean, you can
no,
do
it
this.
Wasn't. We were on the show together. Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
YouTube TV, yeah.
How has it been?
It's been fine. I've got everything that I want. Now I have the DirecTV stream now, so I get all the normal channels. And it's
what
just,
is the DirecTV stream?
It's just DirecTV, except it's a streaming service as opposed to a cable box. Yeah.
How is it?
It's fine. I get everything from my phone and just cast it on
my
television.
How do you cast it?
There's just a little button in the corner. Just you hit. You bring it up on your phone. You hit it on the corner. You pick the TV you want it to go to, and that's all that happens.
So I have to program what TV?
No, once.
I'm a wreck.
You'll be fine.
I am an absolute wreck with this. I will.
But casting is if I was connected.
I know
to
what
that
it is.
TV.
I know what it is. I know how to. I know what it is. I don't know how.
There's
to do
one
it.
Little button.
I don't use it a lot other than for sports. And I feel like, hey, there's a big Aztecs game on. You know, I got to keep it through baseball season. I'm not messing around. I'm not messing. Like, baseball season ends, I'm out. I'm going to cut this thing. But Paulie, he was a big help and, like, walked me through several.
But don't you have the MLB TV subscription to get everything, all the games?
Yeah, but you can't watch Padres.
Yes, true.
So we only have a few regular season games than the playoffs.
Until the end of baseball season.
I want to be
Padres.
Unfettered through the World Series, and then I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
Good
so
idea.
There you go. I'll take your suggestions offline, online, whatever, at the Stephen Woods.
But, all right, we've got a lot to get to. Last night's game was stressful, wonderful, great, terrible, all rolled up into one 4-hour and, 10-minute ball between the Padres and
the
Dodgers.
It was only...
It was 4+. I don't know. I didn't get the exact total game time, but it was
4:09.
4:09. Yeah, 4:09. 4-hour, 10-minute ball. We'll get the Padres wrap up coming up at the bottom of the hour. We also had an incorporator. Jesse had to work the word ekphrastic.
Did he do it
into the broadcast yesterday, Paulie? We have success.
He did.
Yes.
Yes, we have.
We have success. And we also had a theft of the Daily Ditty from listener Brian, who beat you on Take on Woods yesterday. So we'll get Brian's song choice.
I'm like the Craig Kimbrell of Take on Woods this week.
I have a confession to make. It's a dilemma for me, being, you know, the nice guy that I am. But I have to come clean to you. I will do so after the Daily Ditty as well.
It's like the best tease you've ever dropped.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I know. I'll come clean, and it's going to be very disappointing, I think, to you in particular.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I have to do this. Coming up next.
Sixth vacation?
No, it's not that. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. Let's get our first check of traffic this morning and get started. Here comes Kelly Danick.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right. Say the writing's on the wall.
You know what? That's almost worth the loss. To be able to hear some Billy Squier, Lonely as the Night. That's almost worth.
Brian, you've got, I mean, I wish you were here to see Woods' reaction when your Daily Diddy pick came on. He was very excited. Good pick by listener Brian.
Phenomenal pick.
Won it yesterday.
I love Billy Squier. Love him. Massively overrated. Complete Zeppelin ripoff. No big deal. Love him.
All right, before we get to the Incorporator payoff from Jesse yesterday, I have a confession to make.
Yeah, what is this confession?
I feel bad. I try to just be a polite human being who gets along to go along.
And yeah, you're very good at that.
I lied directly to your face, though.
What?
I just did in the first segment. I lied to your face.
Paulie, any idea what he's talking about?
So yesterday I had to go by Costco. I got some dog. We needed dog food, milk. You know, it wasn't a huge trip, but I was walking through.
Oh, F, you did not. No, he didn't.
And
no, he didn't.
For the first time ever.
Oh, my God.
I bought myself a pair of iPods yesterday.
AirPods. Oh my
yeah,
God.
My first ever pair. I said to the other, there's probably the last guy in America who owns one of these. So one day before I was about to get them for free from Woods for my birthday, 5 weeks early, I actually broke down because I was going on the trip and I knew I needed something for the airplane.
First of all.
Yeah.
I highly
they're all set up. I tried them yesterday. Okay, they work great. Yeah.
So these are the older generation.
A little bit, yeah.
So those are the noise canceling ones, the ones I gave you. These are now your backups. I have a backup set because look, I will tell you.
I was just never going to tell you. I was just going to lie to your face.
That is unbelievable timing.
Act like I was very appreciative. I really was genuinely appreciative, but I just couldn't lie to you and just go. I just got them yesterday.
That is effing incredible, Ben. That is incredible. You could not have planned that. Those are better because they're noise canceling.
Okay,
having a backup, especially on a long trip, keep them juiced, keep them charged,
battery charged. Yep. You've got one
You'll be good.
Okay,
and so I'll tell you these little. Okay, buggers.
I'll set these up then for the trip.
These buggers are awesome, but man, you ever like scratch your face, Paulie, and knock yours out, and it fall down between the seats of your car, like it's. It's a terrifying feeling.
You know what I didn't realize? Because I don't usually like wearing earbuds.
My dad's the same way.
Headphones. It's really, I barely wear these. I have them half on, half off. These were so comfortable.
They're so good.
I put them in my ears. I actually fell asleep listening to music last night, and it didn't bother me at all that they were in. I was shocked at how comfortable they were. So, okay, it's good that I have two pairs.
I got
the best pair, and I got my backup pair.
Yeah,
which
your backup.
It was only like $100 at Costco.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
I may go buy the backup for my backup.
So thank you again. I still do appreciate it, but I felt bad lying that I didn't have them because
I'm really glad
I did get them yesterday.
I'm really glad they're
which
not
is crazy
the same
timing.
One. That is crazy.
All right, so yesterday we had a voicemail submission for the Incorporator, second to last one of the season for Jesse Agler. It was very meta. Can you play the voicemail that we got yesterday, Paulie, please?
Hey guys, here's a great one.
Welcome to CenturyLink. Formerly. Well,
no, but actually just the voicemail.
Guys,
there
wait,
you go.
A great one. The word is ekphrastic, spelled E-K-P-H-R-A-S-T-I-C. Ekphrastic is an adjective, and it means the skill of describing a thing with vivid detail. Ekphrastic. Piece of cake for Jesse.
I think Jesse got kind of excited about this one because it's very meta, because a radio play-by-play broadcaster, a good one, at least by definition, has to be very ekphrastic,
has to describe
things with vivid detail.
And
if
he's
they're
great
doing
at it.
A good job. Jesse is a very ekphrastic broadcaster that I had ever heard of before yesterday.
Same.
But as you know, Paulie said, well, you can go the easy way. Hi, I'm the ekphrastic Jesse Agler with Tony Gwynn Jr. Gonna sound really weird.
I'm very ekphrastic. I'm feeling very ekphrastic tonight.
So Jesse said immediately, he had a couple of ideas of how he was going to work it into the broadcast last night. Paulie, when abouts did this happen?
Top of the fifth
inning. So we're sitting there at 2-0 Padres, and Jesse and Tony on the mic at Petco Park.
And one out in the top half of inning number five. Nice moment before the game, by the way, as the Padre organization honored the legendary Spanish language voice of the Dodgers, Jaime Jarrín. And like his idol and his mentor, the late, great Vin Scully, Jaime, as ekphrastic as it gets, just in a different language. He painted the picture as Vin did.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Now, why did Jaime not get a surfboard? He got a little shadow box from
What's
the Padres.
Shadow box?
It's like one of those boxes with glass in front, and then you put like... He had like
stuff
a, there was
it.
Like a car thing and a plaque
well,
inside.
Cool.
It was nice to honor him, but... Everyone else got surfboards like Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina.
I'd rather have AirPods, to be honest with you.
Good point.
Yeah, yeah.
64 years on the mic for the
man.
Los Angeles Dodgers Spanish radio broadcast.
Our pal Hoover, my boy John Hoover, Chill Myers on Twitter yesterday, goes, there's all this Dodger loving going on the field. And I go, hey, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. That's classic 4D chess right there by our San Diego
well,
Padres.
Well, it's also
night.
Pointing out and showing everybody that with Jaime Jarrín retiring, the dean, the Vin Scully, the longest tenured Spanish language broadcaster in all of baseball, is our friend Eduardo Ortega, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Just incredible.
Behind the mic longer than any other Spanish language broadcaster in Major League Baseball after Jaime Jarrín's retirement later this month with the Dodgers. So,
congratulations to Jaime Jarrín. For that long, fruitful.
The ekphrastic.
Very ekphrastic.
Jaime Jarrín.
Oh, that's perfect. What a perfect. It's just set up perfectly.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
I wonder if he knew. I'm sure he did. Do you think he knew
that's that they,
what
were,
they were doing?
I think they probably were aware of that.
Yeah, they get like coming. They have Dave Marcus sends them a rundown.
A script,
like Paul
yeah.
Does.
The Padres sent an email, actually, at the start of the series or homestand with all the things they're
I never read
planning.
That.
You don't open that one.
Do you read that email?
I scan it just to see
do?
If there's anything I need to know. Absolutely.
Man, I really need to work.
All right, we need to get into last night's game. Lots to talk about. It was a roller coaster, up and down affair, kind of long at points, and you feel like it was never going to end. But the Padres pull out the win, and you know, can take another big step toward clinching a playoff spot. We will get to the highlights from the ekphrastic Jesse Agler coming up next in our Padres wrap up with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Just everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's an Adam Jones Wednesday. Joining us at 7:35 on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is the five-time All-Star.
Wait till you hear where he is today.
I mean, it is truly, where in the world is Adam Jones?
Literally, every week.
Another unbelievable locale.
But like he's buying into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like last week when he was on the super yacht.
Wait.
Good God, no! Who knows how much that costs? He's like, yeah, it's kind of on brand, huh? This is the new thing.
I love it.
Yeah, it fits perfectly.
And this one is, I would say, where he is today is potential. I always say I've kind of done everything I wanted to do. A lot of what I wanted to do on my bucket list, where he is today, I think would fall into bucket list.
I had never thought about it, but it would absolutely be something I would like to do.
I think you, as much as you love a certain part of that thing, hold on, turn your mics off. Right?
Yeah.
As much as he loves that.
I also would be, like the other part as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But not as much as you, turn your mics off right. Again, as you like.
Correct, yes.
So, I'm excited.
Like, I wish I loved anything as much as Ben, turn your mics off.
Yeah, well, right. We'll tell you what that word is coming up.
Because if
Adam
I
Jones
said it now, it would give it away.
At 7:35, it would. Everyone
so
would know.
So funny, dude. He texted Paulie and he's like, "Can I? What do you think about me jumping on an hour early?" And Paulie's like, "Dude, whatever. Whenever you want to come on, you have carte blanche."
He's like, "An hour early, I'll be. It'll be more quiet. I'll be more free." And then he goes, "Actually,
you know what?
You know, let's just keep it at 7:30, which I think is 4:30 in the afternoon, roughly." Where he's
leaning
at,
in, dude.
And he just goes, "Actually, I'll be the man on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to sound terrible,
yeah,
but it'll
probably
sound awesome.
But it'll sound awesome." It's weird how we can make that work on this show.
All right. So during the Padres game last night, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 6-2. So the Padres' magic number down to 5 before the game even ended. And then Padres walk it off against the Dodgers in 10 innings.
Literally.
We will get the highlights in our Padres wrap up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Let's go San Diego.
Here's the 0-2, and he reaches forward, grounds it up the middle. That'll get into center field. And a base hit to score both runs. Manny has scored. Here's Drury. And Will Myers, a two-run single. 3-2 again, and Turner lines it right to Manny, makes the catch, throw back to second base, in time, and a double play! The inning is over! Austin Barnes couldn't quite get back, and Machado with a rocket throw down to second as the Padres and Blake Snell wiggle out of this jam. Here's the 1-0, and Taylor swings, lines one sharply into center field, a base hit, that'll tie the game. Freeman on to score. Muncy advances one station. He's at second base. RBI single Chris Taylor. And it's 2-2 here in the sixth. 3-2 again. Here's the pitch to Turner. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Kim has got it. He'll go all the way to first base. Plenty of time. And the inning is over. No runs. A hit. Suarez works out of it. And the Dodgers leave them loaded.
He's got one of two extra base hits tonight by a Padre hitter. First pitch, broken back grounder out to the left side. Turner cuts in front of Turner, bobbles, throws to first, not in time! Justin Turner cut in front of Trey Turner, couldn't make the play, and the Padres take a 3-2 lead. A ball and a strike to Muncy. Hader is set. Here's the pitch. And it goes high off the glove of Alfaro. Turner on his way home. The throw not in time. Game is tied at 3. Another miscue, another run, and it's 3-3. Back on their feet here at Petco. Full count to Mookie Betts. Here's the pitch from Johnson and a curveball taken. 4, strike 3. Knee bender from Pierce Johnson to Mookie Betts, and the inning is over. As loud as it has been at any point tonight. 3-2 to Alfaro with the bases loaded, 2 outs. Tied at 3 in the 10th. Kimbrel deals. The pitch is outside. Ball 4. And the Padres walk it off. Literally. Alfaro with his 5th walk-off RBI of the year on a walk as Azokar scores. And the Padres' magic number to clinch a playoff berth is down to 4.
Surprises him literally walking off. So not really one of his things that he tends to do. And we've seen him, you know, get a few hits to do it. But, man, after getting down 0-1 like that, having to be trying to be patient, bases loaded, knowing you got to throw it over the plate. Like I said, it's not really his forte, but, you know, he seems to come up big in those at-bats and really focus. And, you know, there's a lot of desire in it.
Surprised even Jorge Alfaro, who said his reaction was, I looked at that and go, oh, S, I walked. His 5th, extending his franchise record, walk-off victory of the season for the Padres.
What's the MLB record?
I don't know. It's got to be approaching.
How many more walk-offs in a season one guy have in a year?
I mean,
I think he tied it last night. I think I saw a tweet.
I did a quick bit of math, and I don't know if this sounds impressive or not, but a little over 3% of Padres games this year have ended with a Jorge Alfaro walk-off.
Insane. Insane. Earlier in the season, here on Ben and Woods,
one out of every 30 games or so, you can expect a walk-off. Once a month, you get a walk-off by Alfaro.
Remember earlier in the season, we created a new advanced stat metric. It was the JOD, the Jaws of Defeat. Now, as we will tend to do, we'll forget to update it. I'll be completely honest. It's one of our biggest faults as a show. We get real hot and heavy on something and then we forget.
But last night wasn't one of those, was it?
That would have been a plus for us. We would have snapped.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I mean, they were never trailing.
No. But when you walk, what do we walk? 60 guys last night?
Yeah, but you didn't snatch anything from the jaws of defeat. If you're never losing, can you actually something from the jaws of defeat?
This is it. That's a game.
Now, had they lost, it might have been the minus one. But I don't know that it can be a plus one when you were actually never losing in that game. Feels weird because the Dodgers seemed to be in control. They had way more chances than the Padres.
That's what I'm saying.
But the Padres were never behind.
They were
in that
never
game.
Behind in that game. They were tied, but they were never behind. But I do feel. How do you not sit here this morning and feel like we absolutely stole one last night? And that to me is a jaws of defeat. Like we should have lost that game 7 times over. Don't you guys feel like we stole one from the? We played so poorly and pitched so poorly at times. The Dodgers don't lose games. The Dodgers don't make
those
kind of mistakes.
I don't necessarily agree that they should have lost that game.
They absolutely
they came up
have.
With every pitch in every situation that they needed. Now, did they give the Dodgers? Yeah, but that wasn't to ever go behind. I mean, they did just enough to win that game. In every situation that they needed to do just enough to win.
I'm supposed to be the positive one now, but I totally feel like we stole a game from the Los Angeles Dodgers last night. Totally. Like, that is a game. I've watched enough Dodger baseball, Ben, this year. They don't lose that game. When you kick it around and you have calls go against you and you walk and you put guys on and you hit guys, that is a team. They are one of the most blood in the water teams I've ever seen in my life. I grew up a Yankee fan, Benny. That is one of the most. They are sharks. When there's blood in the water, those guys.
But shouldn't you conversely credit Padres pitchers for only giving up 6 hits?
Yes.
I think 5 of them were singles. Just the one double by Trey Turner in the top of the 9th inning. So they kept the Dodgers really from doing any damage all night long. And part of me says, and I don't know if this was a conscious strategy or not, But yes, they walked too many batters and, you know, they put too many base runners on. But if you're against the Dodgers, you can't miss over the plate. They will absolutely murder you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Padres were nibbling. Pitchers were nibbling, and they missed corners, and they walked guys. But the alternative is missing over the plate. And we know what happens when you miss over the plate against the Dodgers. So you have to be extremely careful against this team. And I saw a Padres pitching staff that was maybe being too careful, but they wanted to make sure they didn't make the killer mistake, and they never did. They made some mistakes, obviously, that hurt them, that cost them, that extended the game, that gave the Dodgers opportunities. But the mistake they didn't make was the killer mistake that cost them the loss.
That being said, that's not a strategy for winning baseball, is put a bunch of Dodgers on base, because inevitably, Steven Wilson's going to hang one. Inevitably, Nick Martinez is going to hang one. Like, that is the most nerve-wracking, like, nibbling against any team is what can just get you killed. It's the game's over. Now, we got really lucky last night. The Padres are a good baseball team. The Dodgers don't lose that game, Benny. You play that game 100 times, you're probably going to win it 98. I mean, seriously, like, I tweeted at you. I said, man, we are playing with fire right now with all the walks, the hit batters. Not that I didn't, you know, take a small bit of pleasure in it. I am human after all and not a big Justin Turner fan. Shaving those red pubes off his face was not the worst moment of the night for me. That being said, you can't play that way against that team, especially if you run into those guys in October. You cannot give them free passes. And I understand what you're saying. It's a bad combo. Like, it's a bad combo to have a guy like Blake Snell that traditionally goes deep in counts. He could be pitching against the Reds, the Pirates. It doesn't matter. He's going to get those 3-2 counts. That slider, if they spit on it, if he can't locate, it's a bad combo with a team that takes as well as the Dodgers do.
I have zero problems with Blake Snell's outing. 5 innings,
oh, me neither.
One hit,
yeah,
no runs,
either.
3 walks, 6 strikeouts. Yes, a lot of full counts, a lot of deep counts, but the Dodgers foul off a lot of pitches.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
Blake Snell threw
ever.
A ton of great pitches
100%.
That the Dodgers fouled off on 2-2 counts, 3-2 counts.
Trust me.
I mean, you can only throw so many perfect pitches one after another, and if they keep getting fouled off, eventually... And then you throw one that's an inch off the plate, and what happens? Freddie Freeman spits on it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's crazy.
I mean, the Dodgers are tough to get out, and they extend those at-bats.
And
they know they can't really hit Blake Snell, so they said, all right, well, let's just foul him off to death.
Wait it out.
And get him out of the game after 5 innings.
And they did,
and I don't think that's necessarily a flaw of Blake Snell's performance. That's simply a credit to the Dodgers and what they are able to do, you know, when they can't hit a guy. Then they will simply, you know, foul him off to death. And that's what they did to at least get into the Padres' bullpen.
And believe you me, I am not in here criticizing the Padres' pitching staff. I'm not. But that is not the recipe to win more than one game against the Dodgers. It's just not.
Yeah, if you were in a 7-game series, dude, and you felt like you had to win 3 more like that.
There's no way. You're toast.
It'd be tough.
And conversely... You know, there are guys in the Padres lineup you don't want to do that way either, but they're almost top to bottom. It's funny, man. I'm looking at the pregame lineups for the Dodgers, and it's like Muncy, 202, Chris Taylor, 185. Both of those guys I need to wear a diaper when they're at the plate. That's how nervous those 180 hitters and that 202 hitter is, Ben. We know. We've seen it too many times, especially against our Padres. Those guys are killers. And then you got Bellinger coming off the bench, taking the most violent swing on a hanging slider I've ever seen in my life. Thank God he missed. I mean, the whole game was puckered. I was puckered the whole game.
The bullpen, I thought, did an outstanding job. And I get Nick Martinez has been struggling in September, and he was charged with the 2 runs. Don't forget, he was a millimeter away from getting out of that inning as well.
Tired
on the double play
that
was instant replayed, and the Dodgers ended up scoring that run and then tying it on a single by Chris Taylor after it looked like the inning was already over.
Interesting question, and I'd love to ask.
And he was safe at first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there's no question. I'd love to ask somebody this question. I got asked this a bunch on Twitter last night. That was a – that. Listen, in 1983 – That's not an illegal or dirty slide. It's just
we're talking about Justin Turner's slide into second base to try to break up the double play with the bases loaded, one out in the top of the sixth inning. Nick Martinez trying to get out of it. Max Muncy hits a grounder to second.
Yep.
They toss to Ha-Sung Kim at short.
Yep.
Justin Turner, who is already running way out of the baseline on the right field side, then has this kind of angled slide, kicks his feet up in the air.
Feet up in the air, spikes up.
Yeah, to try to get take out Ha-Sung Kim, who gets the throw off,
yep.
and it's just slightly late. They're called out on the field, but on replay, he was just slightly late, and the Dodgers end up scoring that run.
So the question is, because they challenged that play at first base. If you're the replay official, this is what sucks about replay. Why couldn't the replay official go, actually, he is safe at first, but Justin Turner was out of the baseline and did not slide
directly
into the bag.
Now, the Padres could have challenged as well.
So, but they challenged the play at first. It's like, sorry, you challenged the wrong part of the play.
The Dodgers accurate? Challenged the right part of the play. The Padres didn't challenge anything at all.
Yes.
If the Padres
Wait,
had
was
asked
he
them,
called, he was called out.
Yeah, if That's the Padres right. had asked them to review the play at second,
he would have been out.
I don't know that he would have been out. I know a lot of people said, I didn't hear Bob Melvin address it after the game. There were so many other issues that were asked questions, but I didn't hear Bob Melvin say anything about it. To me, it might have been one of those, I don't know that the replay officials want to change the game with that call. He did touch the base. I mean, eventually, you could have read it both ways. We'll continue this discussion, play a little take on Woods. When we come back, it's Ben Woods talking about the Padres' walk-off win last night on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.